Good morning. Well, it's about 8:15 this morning, and as always, if you're with Abby, he believes in starting on time, so we're going to start on time this morning. We want to welcome everybody to our devotional here this morning, and we'll start off by saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
from the Old Testament. I'm doing something from Psalms. Psalm 147. I'll do some of the verses. It's a long one. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, and he binds their wounds. He counts the numbers of the stars, and he calls them all by name. Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite.
If there's a volunteer from the audience, we'd like someone to read from the New Testament. Is there a volunteer from the audience? Or if you know of a New Testament verse that you'd like to recite. Okay, can you come up close so you can use the mic, please?
It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. You and me, brother, in his hands, he got you and me, brother. In his hands, he got you and me, brother. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands.
Now, I found that, you know, this is not only devotional, it's inspirational. And I came across a poem last week that I'd like to recite to all of you. It's called Drinking from My Saucer. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably that I'm too late now. But I won't worry about that much. I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along the way, for keeping better than I sowed, I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. I haven't got a lot of riches, and sometimes that's the going's tough, but I got loving ones around me, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for my blessings and the mercies he's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup hath overflowed. Oh, remember times when things went wrong, my face wore sometimes thin, but all at once the dark clouds broke and the sun peeped through again. So Lord, help me not to gripe about the tough roads that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the ways grow steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. I may never be too busy to help others bear their souls. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Now we'll have a song from Kathy, please. Go ahead, Kathy, please. Whatever song you play, Kathy.
Sorrowed with dew, and the joys I hear telling of you near, the Son of God is calling, and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own, and the joys we share as we tarry there, none other has ever
everybody.
And he talks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joys we share as we tarry there. None
This is a time that we want to remember many of our members some of our neighbors. And this is a time that you have an opportunity to participate in our devotional. Your participation is of such that as we go around the room, if there's anyone that you would like to have remembered in our prayer, that you make it known and that you speak about that individual. So I'm going to let you decide which order that we'll start. So whomever and who wishes to come up and say something, please do.
Hi, I'm Liz Klein from San Francisco. And through the Lighthouse and to our chapter, in the last year we've lost, I'm sure maybe some of you know, is Eva Block. And then just about a month ago, we lost Jim Mackey, so I'd like to keep them in our prayers.
Hold on.
And while he's coming up with someone, I'd like to further emphasize that Eva Block, a life member of Golden Gate, and Mackey, we missed them both, and we missed them dearly from Golden Gate.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you, Dr. Hi, I'm Pam Pology, the president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and I believe I mentioned this the other night during our session. But I wanted to remember our landlord that many of us blind people had the opportunity to rent from, Randy Brooks. And as a matter of fact, he was hospitalized for back surgery. And just the day after our last convention ended, he passed away, not able to come out of the surgery. So I would just ask for prayer for Randy Brooks and his family and that God would have seen him safely home. And I thank you very much. God bless.
And then there's one that we all miss. We all know that our leader is not here. And she has always been faithful. She started, one of the people that started this program, and we shall all remember that Gussie in our prayers, because she is not quite as healthy as she used to be. And she'd like to be here, but she couldn't make it because of that.
I can't get over to the mic. Can you all hear me? Yeah. I want to say that Dominic Bartelli wanted to be remembered to everyone. Dominic is a well eater, but he's still Dominic. You can't tell he's not well eater. Just act like he always said. He said he doesn't do all these things. Conventions now are no longer possible for him. And some people, I've seen a lot of people since I got here, and I'm very grateful to be able to be here. I've had a very interesting time this last year. And yesterday I heard from someone who's going to have surgery next week, and it's for cancer. And she's, like anybody does that has it, she's scared. And I won't give her name because it's not my business to do that. But we need to pray for all of our members who may be having illness and problems, and because prayer is where it is. If you keep a good attitude and you can pray, that's where it is. And I'm not telling you that because I think that. I tell you that because I know that. It's with that being here, and I wish all of you who may be facing illnesses or any kind of difficulty, just remember where it belongs and it will be okay. Amen. Amen.
Kathy?
Yes.
Closer walk. I thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Let me hide myself in thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to sing a song? If so, let Kathy know what it is, and then we will sing that song with you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was let us bow our head, please. Father in heaven, we wish to thank you for having made it possible for us to be here. We ask that you put your continuous and your loving arms around many of our members and friends that you know, that need your strength, that need to be built up where they are toned down and strengthened where they are weak. We ask for your continual mercy and your guidance. Bless every member of our organization here and of our conference here. This we ask in our darling son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Nobody knows the trouble we have seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble we have seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble we have seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble we have seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to come up and sing a song? It is your time.
Does everybody know Do Lord?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, happy.
That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, do remember me, Lordy. Oh, do Lord. Oh, do remember me. Do Lord. Oh, do Lord. Oh, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue. Well, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Well, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Okay, everybody. Well, it's do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, oh Lordy, do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. It's do Lord, oh do remember me, look away beyond the blue. If you don't bear the cross, then you can't wear that crown. If you don't bear the cross, then you can't wear that crown. If you don't bear the cross, then you can't wear that crown. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, oh Lordy, do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. It's do Lord, oh do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
Anybody else would like to sing a song?
You know how lovely and great thou art.
Why don't you come up here? You can lead it.
No, I prefer it low.
I'm an alto.
Yeah. Give it a mic.
I have it. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Well, you're not going to do the second verse?
No.
Is there anyone else who has a song that they'd like to sing?
I can't lead it, but how about Rock of Ages?
I don't remember that. Can you play it, Kathy?
Oh.
our favorite, Kathy, I believe.
A flower grows, and I believe that somewhere in the dark of night a candle glows.
And I believe that everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way.
The storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. And I believe that somewhere in the great somewhere is every word. And every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since we've had a piano.
Walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus. Walk with me. That's what we have to have when we're talking about going to the operating room. When we're at our sickest moment, at our sickest hour, we need somebody bigger and better than us to walk with us. And our sincere compassion and love for many of our members who are sick and wishing for additional help. There's nothing better help than so, did you have any closing words, Arthur?
Just let may the Lord smile at thee, may his loud his countenance shine upon thee, and may you all go in peace. And remember one thing: there's a Jewish phrase that goes, "Hini matov menayim shevarachim gam ya achod," which translated means, "Blessed are they to see brethren work together in peace," and may we all go in peace.
Had any closing words, Kathy?
Well, I just wonder if we all know just to close your walk. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Close the walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Let me hide myself in thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
We thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much for your presence. And this is the conclusion of our devotional segment.